A Jewish friend of mine once told me many years ago that he was horrified by the Christian habit of wearing a crucifix around one's neck as a piece of jewelry. My friend quipped, "To be modern, shouldn't Christians instead wear little gold electric chairs around their necks?" The electric chair is a modern equivalent of the cross, you might say, an instrument used to administer the death penalty, although that electric chair is not used nearly as often anymore as lethal injection is, but it is still used. Although, when you think about it, many of us might agree that the cross and what it connotes is a rather gruesome feeling symbol. It is actually also a richer symbol than most people know. The Christian cross is not just a dead piece of wood used to inflict torture. It is a multifaceted symbol. For Christians, it represents transcendent love, the love of a man like Jesus, who risked his own life for what he believed in. Although Jesus could have led a violent insurrection for the liberation of the Jews against the Roman Empire, he chose instead the way of peace, of loving even one's enemies, of going the extra mile and turning the other cheek rather than returning violence for violence. The cross as a symbol is also older and more universal than Christianity. And the Christian cross echoes and incorporates these older meanings, these broader meanings. In fact, the cross was not actually shown in Christian art until around the 6th century. Before that, it was considered by many Christian leaders to be too pagan. Crosses in some form or other have appeared in the mythology and the iconography of Hindus, ancient Greeks, Jews and Egyptians, ancient Celtic and Teutonic peoples, various Native American tribes from the Lakota to the Navajo to the ancient Maya, and many, many others. The upright cross in many pre-Christian and non-Christian cultures symbolizes the axis mundi, the world axis, or tree of life, thought to spring from the mystic center of the world. This symbolism is implied in the Christian cross as well, and this connects the crucifix of Jesus to the tree of life in the Garden of Eden. The church once claimed that the wood from Jesus' cross was taken from the original tree of life, and it was planted on the very spot where the tree of life once grew, thus connecting life as a new creation in Eden with the resurrected life represented by Jesus. The vertical dimension of this nearly universal symbol is like a ladder of transcendence. It represents the ascent of the human soul to the divine realm. So the cross is rooted in the earth, and yet it reaches toward the celestial. The horizontal cross piece, the arms, represent the world of phenomena, which include the sufferings and hardships of existence. It has been said poetically that Jesus' arms outstretched on the cross symbolize his embrace of all humanity. The whole symbol in Christian and other mythology represents a union of opposites, bringing the earthly and the spiritual together. Now, if you lay an upright cross down, you get another powerful and related symbol that is repeated in world mythologies and in folklore and religions and literature: the crossroads, the point at which two roads or paths intersect. In Greek and Roman mythology, crossroads points were sacred ground consecrated to the goddess Diana under the name of Hecate of the Three Ways. And she's often pictured as having three faces. Well into the Christian era, mothers would take their newborn babies to a sacred crossroads where they would dedicate them to the goddess. The crossroads symbolizes the meeting and then dividing of ways, the union of opposites, and the need for choice. It is a place of danger, risk, and opportunity, where, for instance, the mythic Oedipus stands before meeting his unpleasant fate, and where Moses stood before leading his people on the long, hard journey out of Egypt and slavery, and where the poet, to bring it into modern times, the poet Archibald MacLeish, a successful lawyer, turned his back on his lucrative law practice and went off to Paris to devote himself to writing. Jesus stood at a dramatic crossroads in his life before his dangerous journey to Jerusalem, the journey that was to cost him his life. As it says in the Gospel of Luke, when the time came for him to meet his destiny, Jesus set his face resolutely toward Jerusalem. He could have taken another road, but he was determined to meet the fate that awaited him, to enter the holy city bringing his unique message, to take the risk of being handed over to the Romans by the Jewish leaders who opposed and were threatened by him. Jesus' arrival in Jerusalem was a triumph. The people placed palm branches in his path and sang his praises. And of course, this is the event that Christians celebrate today, Palm Sunday. Of course, the sense of victory was short-lived, and soon Jesus would be betrayed by some of the people who welcomed and followed him. According to the gospel story, he also had to face another crossroads, his own reluctance, when he sat in fear and dread in the garden at Gethsemane, praying and asking if maybe this cup, this ordeal, could pass from him. Momentarily, he wanted to turn back and take the safe road, the one more traveled. But he soon regained his courage, and he went on. Dr. Martin Luther King had a crossroads experience when, as a young man and a budding civil rights leader, he was confronted with a choice of whether or not to lead the boycott of segregated buses in Montgomery, Alabama. After deciding to take a leadership role in the boycott, King began receiving numerous threats to his life. One night in particular, in 1955, he received an anonymous phone call. The disembodied voice growled, "Listen, nigger, we've taken all we want from you. Before next week, you'll be sorry you ever came to Montgomery." This particular threat got to him, and he sat up all night, his nerves on edge, wondering, "How can I go back? How can I get out of this without looking like a coward?" Somehow that sleepless night, he found the courage, although his home was bombed the next day. But he had made his crossroads decision. He went on to become a bold leader of a movement that profoundly changed our world. Although they may not be as dramatic, as life-endangering, or as world-changing, we all experience crossroads decisions in our lives, points at which we feel we must choose one or another road. And the choice may mean that either our life continues on as before, or it strikes out in a new direction. A crossroads experience may lie ahead for us, especially when we feel restless, when we feel unhappy, perhaps bored with business as usual, or we long to do more for others, or something more fulfilling for ourselves. I was struck with the story of a psychotherapist I once met. She said that she had been a very successful realtor in Southern California. She was making gobs of money, and she was receiving a lot of recognition within her profession. She drove a fancy sports car and dressed in high fashion. But something rung hollow in this life she had created. So after a period of inner turmoil, she took a new road, which was fraught with financial uncertainty and risk, and went after a PhD in psychology and credentialing in psychotherapy. Her desire was to help others, and she went for it, although she was never to be as financially well off again. Like most of you, I'm sure, I have experienced many crossroads experiences in my own life. One was 46 years ago when I chose to follow a path to ministry. I was aware and was frequently reminded that this was a road rarely taken by women at the time. It changed the course of my life, and it has been for me a rewarding path. But sometimes I wonder, as we all do, what my life would have been like had I taken a different road. In his book, The Last Temptation of Christ, Nikos Kazantzakis portrays Jesus on the cross as having a kind of waking dream, a fantasy about what his life might have become had he taken the other road. Jesus sees himself in this fantasy as having married first Mary Magdalene, and when she dies, the other Mary, sister of Martha. Later, while still dying on the cross, Jesus sees himself as an old man sitting in front of his house. Kazantzakis writes, "It seemed to Christ that he had taken the smooth and easy road. He had married and fathered children. People loved and respected him. Now, an old man, he sat on the threshold of his house and recalled the longings of his youth. How splendidly, how sensibly he had acted in choosing the road of men. What insanity to have wanted to save the world. What joy to have escaped the privations, the tortures, and the cross." Of course, Jesus did not take that easy road. But Kazantzakis' very human portrayal gives us a Jesus whom we can perhaps better relate to, one who wonders what the other road, the road not taken, would have been like. Mary Evelyn Jurgen, a professor of Christian spirituality at Creighton University in Nebraska, has said, "Every crossroads implies a cross. That is, every experience that requires a risk-taking choice may involve some suffering and some loss. But it also offers the potential for transcendence and transformation. To always shrink from the risk, whatever risk is presented to you, to always shrink from it, may mean to lose the gift of a new and more fulfilling life, a deeper spiritual connectedness, a chance to embrace the world more fully. To take off from a crossroad in a new direction requires faith and courage, what Robert Frost called the courage to be new." So today we acknowledge the Christian Palm Sunday and Jesus' triumphal crossing over to Jerusalem as he chose to meet his fate. And today, we can also celebrate the arrival of spring, the season that many traditions use to symbolize crossing over from despair to hope, from decay to renewal, from dormancy to new life. This congregation is also at a crossroads on its ongoing journey. Soon you will be introduced to a candidate that the Ministerial Search Committee has chosen, and you will have the opportunity to vote on whether to call this candidate to the ministry here. And then, if it is mutually agreeable between you and the candidate, you and your new minister will walk down an untrodden road together into a new future for Star King Unitarian Universalist Church. May you find in your personal crossroads experiences, whatever they may be, and in the crossroad that you face together as a congregation, may you find the courage that you need to cross over, the courage to be new.